I do collaborative work with a clinic in the Black Belt. It covers 23 counties in the southeast portion of Alabama. And that's primarily where the epidemic is sort of becoming most entrenched, particularly among women. Based on rough estimates, and they can only be rough because one of the characteristics of this population is that they're really hard to find, that it's not really a visible population. So I sort of did sort of calculations from various sources to arrive at a number of. I've estimated that there are roughly 20,000 children who've been affected by HIV/AIDS since the epidemic began. The way I've come to that is that I've taken the records of people who have died and the records of people who have been diagnosed, and I've multiplied that by 1.4 children per adult, which is how many children per adult I've been able to figure out from two data sources. One is from the Black Belt and one is from a statewide needs assessment survey. So based on that, I figured that there are 20,000 children. Now, they're not all orphans. Out of that, I've estimated that 7,000 would have been orphaned, and the rest would have been are what we consider at risk.
When did you decide to do this study? I know you mentioned that, this epidemic is becoming very entrenched in women. I mean, when did you decide that this was something that you really needed to look into?
About 2 years ago, at an AIDS Commission meeting, when I was, it was suggested that we might look at this problem since there were so many women coming into this particular clinic in the Black Belt, and they were increasing numbers of pregnant women, but certainly the women were having, a number of children, and it's sort of a light went off and saying, well, what's happening to these kids? Who are they, and what are their characteristics? What are their needs? And does anybody know anything about them? The truth is that they, I can't see that many people know about the children at all. I mean, the literature review I've been able to do is very, very sparse. There's some information on children worldwide as a sort of a global problem, but that mostly focuses on Africa. And nothing that I can see is focused on the Black Belt. And by the Black Belt, I mean the sort of, the about eight states that sort of run from North Carolina through to Louisiana. I don't think there are any studies looking at that in relation to children, and that's where really the epidemic is, not only for adults, but also for a number of children who are being affected.
I was trying to dig up some numbers nationwide for children at risk of being orphaned or being AIDS orphaned, and I couldn't find any
Right.
as far as the national statistics go either. I mean, why is this something that seems to have been
Yeah. Well,
overlooked?
yeah, that's a really good question. And there's been one study that I've found that was published in 1992, and it gave a 2000 projection of 100,000 children by the year 2000. And I've sort of critiqued that in this paper because, in 1992 we didn't have the antiretrovirals around, so you would think the number of orphans would be much higher. Or at least the projection would be much higher for 2000 than was actually the case because of these antiretrovirals that have prolonged people's lives. When I went back and sort of tried to figure out, well, they didn't take account of this and they didn't take account of that. And primarily what they didn't take account of was the fact that so many African Americans, the disparities among African Americans are really very large and getting larger all the time. And nobody anticipated the fact that women were going to get more infected. And in some rural counties of the Black Belt, and the numbers are very small, but they're still, quite alarming, up to 50% of the infected population is now, are women. So you've got the sort of gender equivalency. And the theory I've got, and it's only a theory, I mean, it's really speculation, is that there's been, at the beginning of the epidemic, you had really had to focus on people who were ill. And one portion of that population were children who were becoming infected when their parents were infected. So there was sort of cross-transmission from, say, mother to child. Well, there was a huge focus on reducing that, which has been, wonderfully successful. But that's, I think, where the focus was. But people were too busy trying to save lives than worrying about the children who were being orphaned, because that was sort of what I call a secondary epidemic. So people were concerned with the primary epidemic as it affected adults and children. But now that's out of the way, nobody seems to have gone to the next step, which is what is happening to these kids who are being orphaned, or at least at great risk, you know, at risk of being orphaned. And certainly, as I've been able to find out in this paper, the study, their circumstances are pretty horrible.
So could you just explain some of those circumstances that these kids are facing then?
Right. Well, so in the needs assessment survey that I looked at, and that was conducted by AIDS Alabama, and it was 457 HIV-positive adults, 78% of the entire sample had experienced homelessness or transience, or, you know, difficulty in getting housing. Over half of them reported going hungry in the past month. Now, if the adults are experiencing hunger, then what's happening to the children? 70% of women were unstably housed as defined by doubling up with friends or relatives or sleeping in vehicles over the past 6 months. And 72% of all respondents reported having incomes below the official poverty level of $780 per month. Now, you know, that means that the context, the social context for these kids is just awful. And there have been a couple of studies that have said that children who are HIV positive actually do better than children who are negative but they've got HIV positive parents. The reason for that is that there are a lot of services for HIV positive children. They're taken care of pretty well, not only medically but also with social services, you know, to sort of really look after them. And that's, you know, where the focus has been, on looking after these kids, and I think people have done a really good job. But when you look at children who are orphaned or who are at risk, I mean, their family circumstances are so bad, and because their needs aren't taken care of, nobody knows about them, then, you know, they're so much worse off.
So what's next for you as far as this research goes? I know that you're working on finishing the paper, but, I mean, are you going to continue doing work on this? Or?
Well, my problem is getting some more funding. I mean, I've had funding for this, but it ran out. And so this is the first step, but the second step is to go to another clinic that actually deals with mothers and HIV-positive children, and then looking at those records and getting an even more in-depth knowledge at the moment than I have at the moment of what happens to, you know, what are the differences between HIV-positive and HIV-negative children in terms of their circumstances and how many there are. I mean, I think I've been able to establish fairly well how many there are, but, you know, their needs, which is sort of the next step to sort of address, are not well known at this point. We sort of know generally but not specifically, and I'd like to be able to quantify that.
Do you have any hope that maybe your research will encourage other AIDS researchers in the country to kind of look into this issue in their parts of the country?
I hope so. It's, you know, the paper's finished now. I've just finished writing the paper, at least the draft of it. You know, I hope it can get published. And once these, what happens typically is once these things get published, then it sort of sparks somebody else's interest. They think, oh, they'll say, if it's new, you know, a sort of new direction, they'll say, oh, gosh, you know, we hadn't thought about that, and it's time that we did. So, yes, I hope that, you know, that's really my purpose in writing this, is to say, gosh, you know, here's a huge problem here. And I've estimated, and it's a very conservative estimate, that about 42,000 children will have been affected, one or another, either being orphaned or, you know, being at risk in the Black Belt as a whole. And you can imagine how many more there would be in the country. So this is a very large population that's very largely invisible and has been neglected.